Gardaí from the extradition unit are escorting a 42-year-old woman back to Ireland today to face trial in connection with a double murder in County Meath 9 years ago. The bodies of 32-year-old Owen O'Connor and 33-year-old Anthony Keegan, both from Coolock in Dublin, were found on an island in Loch Sheelan in County Meath on the 26th of May 2014. Ruth Lawrence is due at Dublin Airport later today and is expected to be charged and brought before the District Court. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds has more on this. Paul, these two men, Owen O'Connor and Anthony Keegan, they were last seen alive in March 2014.
Yeah, this case began 9 years ago when they were last seen alive on the 22nd of March 2014, Brian. Now, their families in the Kilbarran area of Coolock became increasingly concerned about their welfare, and they reported them missing to the Gardaí on the 22nd of April 2014. Extensive searches were carried out involving the dog and underwater units and search teams along the Cavan Meath border. But it was actually following a report from a local man who was fishing in that area that the bodies of the two men were subsequently discovered on a small island on Loch Sheelan in County Meath on the 26th of May 2014. Now, the two friends were found wrapped in plastic sheeting and buried in a shallow grave on Inchicup Island. Both men had been shot dead. Now, Gardaí commenced a murder investigation, and that investigation continued, has continued for 9 years, and it took on an international dimension.
So what then about the latest developments, this extradition?
Yeah, last year the Gardaí secured an Interpol warrant for Ruth Lawrence, a 42-year-old woman who was living in South Africa. She had been living in Ireland in 2014. On the 4th of October last year, the South African police arrested Ruth Lawrence in Bloemfontein, and she's been in custody since. A bail hearing in South Africa on the 12th of October heard that she was willing to be extradited to Ireland. She was detained in prison in Bloemfontein, and earlier this month, the South African Justice and Correctional Services confirmed that the minister there had approved a request to return her to Ireland. Now, officers from Interpol and the Garda extradition section here in Dublin travelled to South Africa and are now escorting Ruth Lawrence back to Ireland. It's believed they flew out of Johannesburg, they have arrived at Heathrow Airport and are due in Dublin later today. Ruth Lawrence will then be taken to a Garda station where she's expected to be charged. The Garda will then consult with the court services here to seek a hearing at a local district court in County Meath where the alleged offences took place 9 years ago. Ruth Lawrence is expected to appear before a district court judge either later this evening or tomorrow. Garda headquarters has confirmed today that they are aware of the extradition but said it wouldn't comment any further.
Paul Reynolds, crime correspondent, thank you for that.